Welcome to the Wildly Balanced Podcast.
Wildly Balanced is your weekly permission slip to bring more fun and wildness into your work-life balance.
Join us every week for our favorite tips on how to have more fun, shift your mindset, and let your wild side flow.
What up, beautiful listeners? Today, we are here with a solo episode. I don't know how long this one's going to be. It might just be a short little reminder, but we're here with a solo episode. If you are new here, my name is Carly. This is the Wildly Balanced Podcast. Generally, I will have a co-host. Her name is Jill. She is amazing. Sending her so much love, and I know she's here in spirit, but she has had to put the podcast on hold for now while she deals with some personal stuff. So much love to her and her partner and her pup, her dog, Rogi. So shout out to you guys. I know you're here in spirit, and I will try to live the legacy and keep the legacy going. So welcome to Wildly Balanced. This is the Wildly Balanced Podcast. We are your weekly permission slip to bring more fun and wildness into your work-life balance. So join us, go back and listen to some old episodes. Can't believe we're already on 34 episodes. If you've made it the whole way, I really appreciate you. I love you. Thank you so much for being here. But go back and listen to some old episodes to get to know Jill and to see how much we've grown as a podcast. Join us every week for your favorite tips on how to have more fun, shift your mindset, and let your wild side flow. So again, just so stoked that you're here. Today, we have a super special topic. Today, I'm talking about scaling up versus scaling down in your business. So if you're new like me, you may not know what the difference is between scaling up and scaling down. This is a newer topic in my life, something that I've come to realize, and it makes so much more sense now that I know what I'm talking about. So growth in your business is inevitable. Scaling in your business is inevitable. If you're here, most likely you are a coach, you're an entrepreneur, you're a creative entrepreneur, you're a freelancer, you're a VA, you own your own business. So kudos to you. Congrats. That's not easy, especially during a global panini, to be thriving in your own business. So I just want to say kudos to you. Take a little moment to celebrate. And if you have been in the online world, the entrepreneurial world, for a hot second, you may notice just like growth in your business, change in your business, scaling in your business, because like I said, it is inevitable. You may notice that the clients that you have currently may have been ideal clients at some point, but now you're ready to move on and you're ready to offboard, and maybe they don't fit into your new vision of what your business is. Or maybe you've had this idea of who your dream client is for so long, and now you're kind of shifting into a newer version of yourself and your business. So those clients that you never gave a second look at are now your dream clients, and that is okay and that is expected. So let's talk about specifically clients that you currently have that may not fit into your vision anymore. It is hard to let go of a client that may have been in your world for so long, but it is so needed to be able to grow into your authentic self. So there are a few ways that your business can scale. You can either scale up or scale down, like the title of this episode suggests. So like I said, I must admit the idea of scaling down always seemed foreign to me until recently. I always thought you had to go up, you had to keep moving forward. You know, like, what do you mean I scaled down? I want to keep moving forward. I want the idea of scaling up to be like my world. I want to keep moving forward. I want to keep growing and growing up and get bigger and bigger and bigger. And the idea of scaling down seems counterproductive to me, counterintuitive. Like, I'm going backwards, but that is not true, my friend. It's quite the opposite. So scaling up in your business means growing your business in a way that you can support more clients. So this could mean growing your team to help support more clients. Maybe if you're a VA, you can like make a VA agency and like support more clients that way. So be able to take on more clients. Or this could mean creating a smorgasbord of courses or content for your clients to enjoy. So maybe that means like more courses, more passive income, that kind of stuff. So just scaling your offers to be more, to be able to support more people. So Scaling up means more clients at lower investments. And then the idea of scaling down means getting really clear on exactly what you support with. So this could mean niching down. And I do mean niching. If you say niching, just stop listening now. I don't mean that. You can stay, but like, it's niching. And becoming an expert in your field, or creating one signature course that you just pour your soul into, and that is what you offer. So that could mean like, you know, like I know somebody who is an OBM and they do ClickUp, and ClickUp is like their bread and butter, and they will help you grow your like ClickUp and systems kind of thing. So they don't really do like a little bit of everything, like they're all ClickUp all the time, you know? Or like if you have one signature course that you kind of launch again and again, you're just going to keep making that course like as amazing and as good as it can be, and it's just going to keep growing each time you launch it. So like, scaling down means less clients at higher investments kind of thing. You still with me? This was definitely a foreign concept to me because I only thought scaling is scaling up. So it's really exciting to know that you can scale both ways, and scaling up and scaling down are both amazing ways to scale in your business, but they each present their own actions. So if you're ready to remove stagnancy in your business, take some time and decide which direction feels right to you. And I must admit that I definitely thought that like scaling was just one way, can't switch ways. Like you're on a freeway, you can't take any exits, you're just going, but like you can scale both ways. So like my business specifically, I'll give an example of my business. So I'm scaling up my courses to make like a smorgasbord so I can support more people that way. So with that, I'm taking like my monster course and I'm actually breaking it into a bunch of tiny like bingeable courses. So when those are complete, I'm gonna have this like smorgasbord of courses that you can take. So like if you wanna learn onboarding and offboarding, that's a possibility. If you wanna learn how to have an amazing team and like lead your team with ease, that's an opportunity. Email marketing is an opportunity. Launching is an opportunity. So I'm gonna have these like little courses that are lower investments, but like more people can take. So that is one way that I'm going to scale up my business, but then I'm also scaling down my one-on-one support. So I'm taking less clients at higher investments with my support because that is what feels good to me. So it's not kind of like black or white, one or the other. Like you can scale up in some aspects and scale down in the other. So if this is blowing your mind like it blew my mind, I invite you to look inside Onboarding and Offboarding Like a Badass, because I share more on scaling up versus scaling down. I share a little bit more on my thoughts about it. And there are also some really juicy journal prompts to help you dive deeper, deeper, deeper into your why and which way you want to scale. I am so glad that you joined me here on this little bingeable tidbit of an episode. Even though it was short and sweet, I feel like I still gave my all. I still drop some knowledge, and I hope you liked it. And I, of course, did not forget about my permission slip this week. So my permission slip is to look at my courses and see how I can continue to scale up. So how I can continue to make more content for my beautiful audience and also share it with the world, because I feel like that's something I've been struggling with a lot lately that I feel good about with these solo podcast episodes, is just like sharing my message with the world and not being afraid to put my face out there, because I really want to scale up my audience. I want to scale up my community, and I want to scale up my smorgasbord. How many times am I going to say smorgasbord in this episode? I just want to build my course load and scale up that so that I have a really, really firm foundation to help my amazing small business owners, my creative entrepreneurs, my freelance entrepreneurs, my VAs, my coaches, my amazing people in my community, just a really foundational way to help you grow your business and set up that foundation. Because without a solid foundation, it is hard to scale and grow to the levels that you are capable of. So more on that later, more on that in a future episode. So that is my permission slip. What is your permission slip say this week? Share it with me on Instagram, DM us, comment us. I love to hear. We love to chat with our community. Check out our website at wildlybalancedpodcast.com. And if you're a creative entrepreneur or a freelance entrepreneur, we would love to interview you. I would love to interview you, I guess. You still might get a little sneak peek of Jill. If she's available, she'll hop on. We've opened that invitation to her, but no promises. I don't even know if she's hopping on before. So that was a little tidbit sneak peek that you get day of interview. Yeah, thank you so much for joining me on this journey. And I hope you're loving these solo episodes because I'm actually loving them. I'm actually a big fan. And I'm releasing the idea that they need to be long because this one's like short and sweet, you know? Said what I need to say, so let me get out of here. Thank you so much. Have a good week. Love you. Bye.